I manage programs for students who come from modest income, first-generation families, students with disabilities. I manage two TRIO programs, a special admissions program. I supervise our educational opportunity program. I run our campus food shelf. About, I would say, probably 7 or 8 years ago, we noticed that we had students who couldn't find food. Most particularly, it was during breaks, like not during the academic year because they have the meal plans, but over summer breaks, spring break, Thanksgiving break, when people would normally go home, we have more and more students who can't go home or don't have homes to go to. And food became an issue for them because they didn't have money and they didn't have a place to cook and they didn't have a variety of things. And that's become an increasing issue. So we've actually opened a campus food shelf and we take donations from the community, cash and product, and we make it available to students. They can come in, take what they need. It's not a perfect system because we obviously, with the way student need fluctuates, we can't anticipate things for like fresh produce and stuff. Sometimes it's not worth it for us to keep fresh stuff because it goes bad. But we do keep things that are easy for students to cook, vegetables, soups, you know, canned goods, packaged goods. We also provide personal care products for them, shampoo, toiletries, you know, feminine products, toothbrushes, toothpaste. We're a one-stop shop. We're like a little mini grocery store. So, and after we'd been doing it for, probably 5 or 6 years, Governor Cuomo decided it was a good idea and made it a mandate for the state. So now all colleges, all SUNY colleges, have to have a food pantry.